All right, let's see if the big guy is in. Pat?
I'm here. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm tired. I went to see a specialist yesterday. All right. And this was the most interesting appointment I've ever been to in a doctor's office. It's the head of a department at Hartford Hospital, okay? I sat in with her. She interviewed me for one full hour, asked me everything about my medical history, about my mother's medical history, my father's medical history. My brother Mark was there, asked him, asked about my other brother and sister's medical history. Then she had a stack of all my reports from every doctor. And
it must have been the size of the Bible.
It was huge. What she said was, someone's making a lot of money here, she goes. Mm. And she places them down. But anyways, so after an hour now, this is the head of the department. After we were finished, she said, okay, I'm going to send you down. I hate to do this to you, but I want to run some tests on you myself. She says, I'm going to take all this information into account, but I want to look at you as you coming here first time as a patient. Blind, she goes. Not taking into account everything that's in your report. And she said, and we'll meet. I'll give you a call and we'll meet and we'll discuss options. And I will have an answer for you by the time you come back. It was an interesting appointment.
That's great.
Yeah. An hour. What doctor nowadays can give you over an hour? Think about this,
especially the head of it.
Yeah, but it was great. Then I had to go down and get the test taken. That took another hour and a half. I didn't get home last night till 5 o'clock.
Well, it's interesting because I wound up in the urgent care.
No, what happened?
Well, I told you I wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
I wind up having a urinary tract infection.
Eesh.
Yeah. So they put me on a 10-day antibiotic, and he told me, he said, you know, if you start shaking and getting chills and fever, he said, you either get yourself to the hospital or you come back here. He said, because that could mean more of an infection in other places. So okay, fine. So so far so good. Fever last night was about between 100 and 101. This morning it is normal. I just feel very, very tired. That's all. I don't even know how I got to come to the weather center and get everything ready. Thank God this is an easy pattern.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll be honest with you. I thought about not coming in today because I got there at 11:30 and didn't get home till 5 o'clock.
Long day.
Yeah, so I saw, but I said, nope, I'm going in. I'm going in. So there we go.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at this forecast because it looks like we've got a nice weekend coming up.
There's no problems, yeah. Yeah, partly cloudy today, low 80s, mid 50s, clear tonight, low 80s Friday, sunny. Saturday and Sunday, sunny, middle 80s. We will have showers returning Monday. And once they get here, it could be a few days before they leave.
All right. So Monday is the day we might get some showers.
Monday, Tuesday, right. But certainly not over the weekend.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, well, it's good for me, too, because, you know, I don't have to, you know, put my nose to the grindstone, so to speak, and say, uh-oh, what is going to happen now? So I'm kind of happy that the weather pattern is nice and simple. Also, I can't afford to be sick at this time of the year because of the movie. So hopefully there's another day, aside from today, tomorrow, with antibiotics. So hopefully I'll improve by the weekend.
All right. Well, I hope that's not... I hope everybody has a good weekend. You know, it's just, you know, we got most of the weekend last weekend. We were lucky. It wasn't till really Monday where we got some rain.
Right.
But this weekend looks kind of nice, so that's good.
Yeah, it really is. It should be very, very nice.
So now all you have to do is just take it easy and relax, right?
That's pretty much. I drink a lot of water. They want me to drink a lot of water. You know, he said, you know, I know a lot of people think, oh, cranberry juice. He said, we're not so sure about that. He said, you know, if you just drink a lot of water, that would be fine. I asked him, too. I said, how do you get this stuff? He said, well, men, especially as they get older, he said, because I was kind of curious. I mean, how do you get it? He said, as you get older, men don't completely empty their bladder, and what's ever left in there can fester and become infected. So he said it's very common. Did you know that? I didn't.
No, I didn't know that.
See?
I didn't know that at all.
Little unknown things. But he said it's very, very crucial that no matter what male or female, if they feel they have a urinary infection, to get to the doctor, because if left untreated, it could wind up in big trouble. Big trouble. I heard one story this morning, who I was telling, you know, about. They said they had a friend who had such a bad urinary tract infection that they had to bring him to the hospital and put him on a antibiotic drip because the pills wouldn't be quick enough.
Wow.
Yeah, so if it's not one thing, Marshall,
it's another. That's right. I always say that. Hey, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. If it's not one thing, it's another. That's just the way it breaks down.
You're absolutely correct. So that's that. And I'm looking at our skies right now. Looks partly sunny out there.
Now here it's still The sky's brightening, so that's nice to see. So, football starts on Thursday, the NFL season.
Today.
What's the weekend? The weekend. What does that look like weather-wise? Other than nice, I mean, is it going to be hot or is it going to be like a nice, comfortable temperature for the football players to compete in?
Where are you talking about?
In the Northeast.
Oh, no, I think it'll be fine. I mean, 80 to 85, a little bit on the warm side, but they should be fine.
That's a little, I say, but, you know, these are the few athletes that like to play in cool weather. Just because, you know.
I don't blame them.
Yeah,
I don't blame them. But, it's not going to be as cool as it has been, 80 to 85.
When do you think the real fall weather will move in?
I think you probably have to wait, let's see, next weekend. Maybe next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah, because I know we're going to get a few warm days left, but when the general fall pattern sets in where it really does turn into fall, so maybe next weekend, not this weekend.
Yeah, I would. That would be my guess right now, next weekend.
It's going to be interesting to see what the colors do now that we got all that rain at the last moment.
Yeah. I mean, from what I could see when I head northwest into northwest Jersey, the leaves are brown, but they're not brown because of color. Because of the lack of moisture, and they're crumbling, and they're all down on the ground already.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen there.
Well, hopefully, because it's been a rough couple of years here for the trees between the spongy moss last year and this year and the drought now this year. The trees have been taking a beating. A beating.
Yeah, I hear that from a lot of places right now. Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't change Mother Nature.
We lost right across from the station here on the town green a 320-year-old tree.
What a shame.
Yeah. They had to bring it down. It was all hollowed and eaten out in the inside. Imagine that thing lasted 300 and some odd years.
That's a long time. Could you imagine you and me sitting behind this microphone for 300 years?
Well, some mornings I wake up and I feel like I'm 300 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, really. Totally agree on that one.
All right. Well, I want you to rest up today, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, Marshall. You be good, and see you then.
Okay, Pat. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robinhood Radio.